The election results dominate the headlines today here in the United States. Same thing in Tanzania. The East African country held a national election on Sunday. Voters went to the polls for both presidential and parliamentary contests. The votes are still being counted, and one opposition leader today complained about fraud. But at least in one race, the result is final. Tanzanians have elected an albino member of parliament for the first time ever. His name is Salum Khalfan Barwan, and he's from Tanzania's southern region of Lindi.
Firstly, it's a consolation for me and for all other people living with albinism here in Tanzania and elsewhere. The people of Lindi have, in their wisdom, elected me in the belief that even an albino can serve them competently.
Now, as you might detect there between the lines, Mr. Barwan's election is a big deal in Tanzania, a country where albinos or albinos are discriminated against and often the target of violence. Josephat Mwanzi is a BBC reporter who's been covering this election. He's in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania now. I know that you interviewed this successful candidate, Salum Barwan. What was his reaction beyond what we heard about being elected?
Barwan has been very happy, and he said that this is a good opportunity for him to represent the people of his condition in the parliament.
The people with his condition are in what numbers in Tanzania? Because life for many albinos there has been so difficult, and I wonder what he himself has gone through to finally achieve this place in the parliament.
The people with albinism in Tanzania are considered a minority, I would say. I don't have the exact number with me, but they really don't exceed, I think, 500 in total. But in recent years, they have been suffering from great discrimination because some people in the country have been believing that if they use some body parts of an albino mixed with a local traditional medicine, they're going to be rich or they will have fortune in their life. So people voting for an albino to be a member of parliament is really a great revolution, I would say, in Tanzania.
It's worth noting that 46 albinos were killed, including a 2-year-old child, last year alone. How does he plan on representing albinos and, of course, other people in his region in parliament?
Yesterday, he said that one of his priorities is that he's going to fight for the rights of all albinos. But the government and the other civil societies have been together trying to educate people to understand that people with albinism are just ordinary human beings as any other.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Josephat Mwanzi, BBC reporter covering the election in Tanzania. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.